This is the Penobscot Bay Report. On August 17, 2010, the Camden, Maine Select Board voted to adopt the recommendations of the Town Energy Committee and set up a Ragged Mountain Wind work group. Because the area under consideration spans three towns, mostly Camden, the work group would consist of four members from Camden and seek up to two members each from the towns of Rockport and Hope. In this first 12-minute recording, Ken Gross of Concerned Citizens Opposed to Wind Power on Ragged Mountain reads a letter from the group expressing their suggestions on why and how Camden should react in a precautionary way to the wind power proposal.
From the Camden Energy Committee relative to the study of Ragged Mountain redevelopment. Number six, report from Concerned Citizens Opposed to Wind Power on Ragged Mountain.
Good evening. My name is Ken Gross. I want to call this a letter we've written. A report is very kind of you. It's more of a statement of concern or perhaps even an expression of alarm on the part of some individual members of the community. I would like to read the letter, but I have some introductory remarks, if I may. Like everyone else here, I wear many hats. I'm a skier. I'm an occasional volunteer at the Snow Bowl. I learned to ski at the Snow Bowl. My kids learned to ski at the Snow Bowl. I hike on Ragged Mountain. I mountain bike on Ragged Mountain. I'm not as serious a mountain biker as my son. He's on the mountain bike team. The mountain bike team uses Ragged Mountain almost every day. I'm a member and an occasional volunteer with the Coastal Mountains Land Trust. Most of all, I live on Husband Pond. I live on Husband Pond year-round. My grandfather, Ella Gross, built a camp on the pond, and we have now been using the pond for five generations, I'm proud to say. I love where I live. I know I'm lucky to be able to say that. This letter is in response to information that has been in the news lately. You probably saw the Bangor Daily ran three consecutive days of front page article. I think the Village Soup is reprinting those articles. I'll let the letter speak for itself since I'm only one of the signers, but first I would like to say that we have been busy educating ourselves on this issue, working mostly with online information, including the minutes of the Energy Committee. We attended the latest Energy Committee meeting, which was last Thursday, and one of the reassuring things that we found in our research is what a competent and diligent group the Energy Committee is. I think they are a credit to the town of Camden. It was very reassuring to see that group and the work that they were doing. And I think that they will note in their report that their charge was to report to you how to move the development of wind power on Ragged Mountain forward, and they leave it to others to assess whether the wind power on Ragged Mountain should move forward. I think you all have a copy of the letter, is that right? Well, is it proper? Should I read it?
I think so, because it's going to be on radio, and I think folks would like to
go to the answer. I have a few copies for
folks. Notes.
I do not have that.
Would I trust you to pass those on to the councilors? Thank you. Town Manager Roberta Smith and the Select Board members, August 10th, 2010, RE Ragged Mountain Wind Power Development. Dear Ms. Smith and the Camden Select Board members, it has come to the attention of several property owners and concerned citizens in the Camden Rockport Hope neighborhoods on or near the Snow Bowl that plans are underway to develop wind power on Ragged Mountain. As a community of laypersons, we have begun to educate ourselves about the potential advantages and disadvantages of this development. We assume we all share a common goal of wanting to reduce our dependence on fossil fuels. We are trying to balance the advantages and disadvantages of the project as we understand it so far. The advantages could be listed as it's a positive symbolic move by a Maine community to move toward renewable energy sources. And it's a possibly cheaper power source for those served by the wind turbines. Disadvantages. Environmental degradation by the industrialization of Ragged Mountain, including ridgeline blasting and construction, road construction, and power line construction. The visual degradation of the Ragged Mountain skyline, the gateway to the mid-coast, and where the mountains first meet the sea. The physical damage to the ridgeline of Ragged Mountain, and an unknown impact on birds, bats, and wildlife. and a significant audible impact to the whole goal of the Hosmer Pond watershed. Ragged Mountain is a treasured recreational area enjoyed and valued by all Camden citizens and beloved by the residents of the Hosmer Pond watershed. Such groups as the Hosmer Pond Association, the Coastal Mountains Land Trust, the Camden Snow Bowl, and its assorted supporters, such as the Ragged Mountain Foundation, the Ragged Mountain Ski and Snowboard Club, and the Midcoast New England Mountain Bike Association, NEMBA, all have a stake in this matter, and I may have left out some groups that have a stake in the matter. Aquamaine, I keep forgetting there's another side of the mountain. It's not just the Hosmer Pond side, it's the Mirror Lake side. So Aquamaine will have a stake in it. Residents of Hope. There is also a Georges River Land Trust that I believe maintains one of the trails up to Ragged Mountain. How have these groups responded to the plans to develop the mountain into an industrialized wind power project? The excellent plans by the Ragged Mountain Redevelopment seem to be very finely tuned. How will the potentially renovated snow bowl be affected by changes to the mountain? The disadvantages of wind power on Ragged Mountain in the long and short term far outweigh the advantages. For this reason, we ask to go on record with our concerns. Please accept this letter by those signed below. Other names will be added as this issue becomes better known. One, to quote the Energy Committee's meeting minutes of June 1st, 2009, in order to site turbines so that they don't create a problem, the minimum distance to the nearest house is about 1,000 feet, and that even that will cause a little bit of concern. Within 1,000 feet, the noise is too much for neighbors. Whose homes are nearest? What is meant by a little bit of concern? What is meant by the noise is too much for the neighbors? Will homeowners in the Hosmer Pond watershed be affected as neighbors of the Fox Island turbines have been? How will property values be affected? Two, to quote the Energy Committee's minutes again, there are some concerns with flicker. This occurs when the sun shines directly on you through the turbine, which causes a strobe effect. Who would want to celebrate an event at the lodge, hike or ski with turbine noise and flickering strobe effects? Wind turbines blades also kill birds, bats, scare away wildlife, and scatter ice. Three, to quote the Energy Committee meeting minutes again, constructing turbines on this site will be difficult. You will need to build a road to reach the site. The turbines come in about 7 different parts with 3 blades, 3 sections to the tower, and the base hole that sits on the top. Those are extraordinarily heavy, weighing about 100,000 pounds. The trucks that carry them are quite large. You also need roads to interconnect all the turbines. You can narrow the road with time if you choose to allow only service vehicles and widen it at some point should you have to take them out or replace them. There will be a road, and the character of the ridgeline will change significantly in some people's minds. In addition to blasting multiple sites along the Ragged Mountain ridgeline down to the bedrock for the turbine foundations, the double lane or wider access and connecting roads would affect the mountain drainage and could potentially disrupt the underground aquifers. Many households in Camden, Rockport, and Hope, and the Snow Bowl itself, depend upon the Ragged Mountain watershed for our water supply. In addition, curves in the road would require more than double width roads, and where would transmission lines and transformers be located? We on Ragged Mountain and the surrounding areas are faced with a permanent disruption to our lives caused by the blasting of the mountain, construction of the access roads that will also require winter plowing, incessant turbine noise, flashing strobe light flicker, new mountain drainage characteristics, possible changes to our water supply, loss of recreational and tourism potential, loss of habitat for animal life, and a potential reduction in recreational enjoyment of a potentially renovated snow bowl. We may also be subject to suffering health issues and a loss of property value. We are also concerned that with the fast-track status of wind power projects, that there will be little opportunity for citizen input to affect the plans. Dear citizens of Camden, Rockport, and Hope, there are and will be better ways to go green than permanently destroying what we have inherited in Ragged Mountain. Maine has a wealth of resources, including water. We encourage you to consider the alternatives before causing irreparable changes to one of Camden's 7 famous mountains, Ragged Mountain. Respectfully submitted, Dory Klein, Dana Stroud, Ken Gross, Ron Huber, and Deb Vendetti. Thank you. I would like to leave you with a suggestion. The Energy Committee, in their recommendation, one of their list of approaches would be to make an assessment of this great phrase, support and tolerance. Whether there is support and tolerance for this project. And I would just like to suggest that that assessment part of the recommendation could be moved to the head of the line. It might save the $50,000 to $70,000 feasibility study that is part of their recommendation. And I guess I'm being a little preemptive here because I've talked to a number of people both on both sides of the issue. And cooler heads than mine have suggested that I'm premature, that I should wait until there's an actual, not a plan, but an actual project on the table, an actual proposal to respond to. And yes, there are many people that I know of out there who are doing just that. They're waiting, not responding now, but waiting until there actually is a proposal on the table. But I feel, based on the experience of past projects, that it's never too early to speak out. For instance, the cell tower in Bald Rock, the group that was trying to, was opposing the cell tower in front of Bald Rock, they made a good case, but they were simply too late. The permitting process had gone too far before they got any traction. The planning board and the Board of Appeals had already made the decision, and it was too late. So drawing on their experience, I don't think it's ever too early for us to speak out. And a project of this size takes a great deal of momentum to get going. The select board has asked the committee to come up with a recommendation. The recommendation will be to have a $50,000 to $70,000 feasibility study. The feasibility study will the feasibility study will lead to a $300,000 to $500,000 engineering study, and that will lead to a $35 million project. Every step along the way, a project of that size gains great momentum, and so it's easier in the early stages to alter the course of such a project. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Thank you very much.